I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Global stock markets were down Tuesday after U.S. President-elect Donald Trump Monday pledged a 25% tariff on all products from Mexico and Canada from his first day in office, and an additional 10% tariff on goods from China, citing illegal immigration and the trade of illicit drugs. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The threatened new tariff would appear to violate the terms of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement on Trade, which took effect in 2020 after Trump signed it into law. The president-elect also accused China of not taking strong enough action to stop the flow of illicit drugs crossing the border into the U.S. from Mexico. He said his government would impose an additional 10% tariff on goods from the country as a result. Trump has previously pledged to end China's most favored nation trading status and slap tariffs on Chinese imports in excess of 60%, much higher than those imposed during his first term. Economists say that Trump's overall tariff plans would push U.S. import duty rates back up to 1930s-era levels, stoke inflation, collapse U.S.-China trade, draw retaliation, and drastically reorder supply chains.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell called on Israel to agree Tuesday to a ceasefire with a Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, saying there were no more excuses. Speaking to reporters ahead of a meeting in Italy of the Group of Seven, or G7, foreign ministers, Borrell said a ceasefire is absolutely necessary for civilians displaced by several months of intensified fighting along the Israeli-Lebanon border.
Let's hope that today Netanyahu government will approve the ceasefire agreement proposed by the U.S. and France. No more excuses, no more additional requests. Stop this fighting, stop killing people, and let's start thinking on peace.
This is VOA News.